call from Hire My Caregiver.
Hi, Stella speaking.
Hello?
Yes, hi. How can I help you?
What organization is this? Someone just called me from this number.
We are a home care agency. Were you looking for home care services? Like you can work for a
home
family member and get paid?
Would I need a family member?
Like what do you mean? You're looking for a job or something?
Yes. Would I need a family member? Could it be some individual that the program has?
Oh, you mean like you don't have someone that you want to sign up. You just need a job.
When you say sign up, isn't that the same thing?
So there's either you can bring a family member to sign up, and you can be their caregiver, or I can just put you in the system as like you're looking for a job, and if they'll find someone, if they'll get someone close to your area, then they'll let you know.
What is your name?
Our company's name is Family First Home Care.
And your name is?
My name is Stella.
Okay. Hi, Miss Stella.
Do you want me to put you in like an application that you're looking for work?
Yes. May I ask a question?
Sure.
Will the pay rate and the benefits, are you able to tell me about those?
So it will depend according to each patient. Pay rate is approximately $14 an hour, and we have benefits like holiday pay.
What about, you said only you said 4 hours a day?
No,
could it be 8 hours?
$14 per hour.
14, and how many hours is that?
So it would depend.
Or it depends on their needs.
Yeah, it depends on the patient,
okay.
How many hours they get approved. Like, it really depends on a lot of things. So
thank you, Stella.
I
understand. I appreciate you. You don't have to waste your time. I understand the gist of it. And thanks for calling me and answering my phone. May I ask another question?
Sure.
If I spoke Spanish or another language, would I get paid more?
So it doesn't really matter, no, because we actually have all language caregivers. So.
All right. Now, one more thing. In your the requirements, it's never right to assume. So I don't want to waste, you know, the company's time. You would need for me a high school diploma, maybe 4 years of experience. What kind of clearances would you need as well?
So we'll need like medical records, like a physical, TBT test, immunization records. We'll need your IDs, your social. Basically that.
And driver's license?
Like an ID, if it's a driver's license or a different ID you have.
Or a passport?
Yeah, something.
Okay. Are you looking for more females than males, or males and females? And are there any referral programs?
So we're not looking. Depends on which county are you.
I'm in Delaware County, Delco.
Delaware County. So I'm not sure which open positions they have right now. But what I can do, I can just send it into staffing, and if they have someone, then they'll call you.
All right. Thank you.
Do you want me to put in your name to staffing?
Yes, you can put my name.
What's your first name?
I don't really feel comfortable giving out my whole name, but can I give you Martinez?
Sure. Okay. And in which, so what's the zip code where we should look for a case?
Zip code 19013.
Got it. Okay, I'll let them know you're available. Okay.
Thank you, Estella. You said Stella?
Correct.
Or Estelle?
It's Stella.
I had a best friend whose name was Estelle.
Nice.
Yeah, she spelled it with two L's. Oh. Yeah, you spelled yours with two E's. Three. All right. Have a good one.
You too. I'll let them know. Have a wonderful day.
You too.